Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and thank you. I normally do the show at 7, but I'm traveling, so I have to record it early, and you guys will be able to download it from Blog Talk from Angel Coaches, facebook.com/angelcoaches.org. Facebook.com/angelcoaches. And, of course, the website that I have with all the other Angel Coaches is angelcoaches.org. Anyway, today, I am talking about developing your intuition. And how do you do that with the best results? Because if we want to develop our intuition, most of us are saying, I would like to develop it to help people, to help myself, to help others have prosperity, or to live with joy and love and a great relationship, a great bank account, a great career, passion in every area, right? And I wanted to say, you know, to have that kind of intuition to give you those kind of answers, it really means raising your awareness. What do I mean by that? And how many of us that are listening now are going to listen to it later are going to say to ourselves, have you ever asked yourself, why is this happening to me again? Or how can I never can break this cycle of not finding the right guy, girl, the right job, the right career. I'm just existing and not living, right? And so you have to pull yourself out of that, because to get the best intuition that you possibly can have, or to the connection with your angels, or whatever it is you're looking to develop. And a few things that I do every day that really help this, because some days it's difficult to be happy, right? And so one of the things that I'm going to make a suggestion that you guys do, okay, and I do this, and I teach others to do this, is there's a few rules, laws, whatever, that will make your life a heck of a lot easier. But to bring the law of attraction into your life, okay? It's always there. So let me explain it, how you raise your awareness. So if you believe in the law of attraction, or my friend Sue, another angel coach, she has a show on Mondays at 9:30, what you think about, you bring about. What you think about, you bring about. Isn't that a great way of saying it? What you think about, you bring about. So right now I'm saying, okay, I would like to bring about a great love, right, for me. And so she says that what you think about, you bring about. So when you realize that you're monitoring your thoughts, and that's hard to do, but how many of us talk negative to ourselves, right? And, oh, you dumbass, why did you do that? I mean, I say that to myself all the time, right? And I catch it too. Or I must have done something really wrong for this to happen. But I realize that we have so much power inside of us. We really do. So to believe in the law of attraction, and every morning I get up and I say, thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Thank you for helping me create the best life possible. And then I give three things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for, you know, for you know, my business. I'm grateful for the great passion I live with. I'm grateful for my health. Those are a couple of things. I've told you guys this, so I'm going to reiterate it too as well. I do a breathing exercise. I also do three minutes of gratitude, or just start with three things, and then, you know, exercise. And I think when you do that, it raises your vibration, okay? So you get a higher awareness, right? Because if you're taking care of your body, and you're taking care of your body by watching what you eat, by exercising, then things are going to work a lot better for you, okay? And so then you can connect easier to your intuition or that gut feeling. And remember, a lot of times our angels will talk to us, or God. You know, some of you are Buddhist, higher part of yourself, whatever you believe in. I'm going to call God. I'm going to call angels, okay? And a higher part of ourselves. Your angels, let me back up a minute. By developing that practice, that daily practice of just start with being grateful, then it's going to raise your awareness where you're thinking at a higher level. Instead of thinking, what's wrong with me? You're going to think about, wow, I got a lot to be grateful for. And then if you say, well, I don't have anything to be grateful for, Tari. I've got a miserable life. Well, if you could be grateful, what would you like to be grateful for? Start there. And you got to work with yourself, work with all of us, right? Raising your awareness, start there, being grateful. As I said, I add exercise. I add visualization in there myself every day. Okay, so 3 minutes of visualization. I usually do an hour or more of exercise a day because I'm a runner and I work out and, you know, all that kind of stuff that we do. And I also add gratitude. Okay, so those three things, if you can do that, then that's great. And if you can't do an hour of exercise, do 5 minutes of exercise, do 10 jumping jacks. You know, I have a friend of mine. I'll give you this example. He didn't exercise at all. And what he started doing was walking to the mailbox and getting the mail, and he had a long driveway, right? And then he started walking a little further and a little further, but he kept moving. So I think exercise is key here. And it doesn't mean you have to be an Olympic runner or an Olympic rower or Olympic anything. You can just start by moving, okay? And parking instead of, you know, parking at the grocery store, instead of parking at the beginning, park at the end of the lot, you know? So those three things, gratitude, visualization, I'm repeating this because some of you guys will pop in and not hear this and I want to reiterate it. Gratitude, 3 minutes of gratitude. Your health is something you can start with, or you'd like to be healthy, having a lean body, even though it's not quite lean enough yet. Maybe that's a visualization you can do. And exercise, walking to the mailbox, walking around the block, walking the dog, right? My dogs, I have to walk them early because I have two of them. But anyway, it's a whole other story. So that will raise your awareness too. So believing in the law of attraction, what you think about, you bring about. Okay, what you think about, you create. And you can start by changing this is something else I use. Law of attraction, think about what you bring about. Then I put those three points under there. Gratitude, visualization, and exercise. And then the other thing is, it's change your mindset, change your life, right? I heard the story of this guy. He was homeless, right? And he was living out of his car. And how sad is that, right? And he accepted it, and he was trying to get out, you know, and I've heard this, and once you're homeless, it's hard to get out of being homeless. It really is. And so he met this guy while he's pumping gas. He had just a little bit of money left, and he was putting gas in his car, and this guy walked up to him, and I know it was a message from the angels and God, right? And James Triman says, look in the face of everyone and you'll see God, right? Because we've all got that inside of us, just have to tap in. So he goes, man, I don't have any money. I've only got this dollar to put in my gas tank, right? And the guy says, change your mindset, change your life, and turned around and walked off, right? And so was that a real homeless guy? Maybe. Or maybe it was a guy with a message that would look like homeless. Or maybe it was a homeless guy that channeled that information. Who knows? But what it did is that moment in time, it changed that guy's life. And he he drove down the road, I think, and then the very next day, he had parked in a parking place, and somebody was putting flyers on the cars, and it was the work from home. And the guy is now, changing his mindset, changing his life, you know, what you think about, you bring about. He's now a millionaire, you know what I mean, and inspires others. Amazing story. So you guys got to see it. So that touched my life. So what you think about, you bring about. Law of attraction, a visualization, a gratitude, and moving and exercising. And then you start listening to those gut feelings, change your mindset, change your life. Get these messages. He's lucky he got that one right then and there when the guy asked him for money. He says, man, I'm putting the last dollar in my gas tank. And so change your mindset, change your life. I usually run with that. Those are two things that I do, the law of attraction and change my mindset, change my life. Especially it's easy to say that when you're having a great day, right? The other day I wasn't having a great day, and I was really struggling with something, and change your mindset, change your life. And I was like, yeah, okay. So I just kept saying it, change your mindset, change your life. And I was running with it, and it really helps. Okay. So, and how does that develop your intuition? So therefore, when you're getting these gut feelings, it's not bad things, right? Have you ever said, gosh, all I get about our psychic vibes about is negative things. But when you start doing those kind of things, like raising your vibration, like Sue talks about, you know, by believing in the law of attraction and practicing on it, doing the three key points, and there's more that you can do, but I'm starting there with exercise, visualization, and three things that you're grateful for every morning or every afternoon, or, you know, just do 5 minutes of each, right? It starts raising your vibration, raising your awareness. And then change your mindset, change your life, you know, and that what you're doing first is helping you do that, but changing your mindset, it change your life, because you cannot change a problem or a challenge, sorry, with the same mindset you created it with. And there's no victims here. The only victims we have is children. We attracted this inside of ourselves to mirror something that we need to look at. I read a blog about that, and I wrote an article about it. And if you go to facebook.com/angelcoaches, you can see it. And because I got really upset, you know, I do a lot with relationships and dating and writing articles and blogs. And I met a guy, and he, you know, he, you just, it's a funny blog. You'll appreciate it. But I knew he was a mirror for me to heal a weakness within myself. So therefore, another thing is change your mindset, change your life. This is how you raise your awareness. What you think about, you bring about. Law of attraction, visualization. I've repeated this a few times now. Visualization, three things you're grateful for, and and exercise will help you do that. Okay. And so you guys are really, really clear about that. And what happens is that you start thinking at a higher level. Why not me? How can I do this? You know, and then your angels start talking to you. God starts talking to you. That higher part of you starts talking through your emotions, those gut feelings, and you start honoring them. And then you realize that you are not a victim. That is that's another thing here. There are no victims here. There really is not. In only children, okay? And so when you say I've attracted this bad thing in my life again, whether it's a bad relationship, a bad money situation, really, the only constant in all of these situations, I say this to myself as well, is you, okay? Is me? There, you know. So you've got to, or you don't have to do anything, but you can choose to live the same way. But you know, when you realize that you're not a victim, that at some point you attracted this to you to mirror something in you to heal yourself, right? This guy did this to me. This girl did this to me. Nobody does anything to you, okay? They just mirror something that's already been there for a long time, okay? And we can go in past lives. We can start usually when we're children, all right, that you've taken on this feeling and not let it go. So remember, you're not a victim. You attracted this situation to help you heal something in your life, okay? You know, because we learn by contrast, right? You know how we know what up is because we have down, right? And this is raising your awareness. You know why we have good because we have bad. I have a friend of mine that wanted to. She says I wanted to. One of my things in my soul agreement, our concepts in my soul agreement, you know, because I believe we plan our life before we ever get here. You know, a lot of people do. And the challenges and the contrast that we're going to experience to learn our lessons and to teach our lessons and teach lessons is she wanted to teach families how to be together and live together and live in harmony and without addiction. And so she did that. And how did she do that? She grew up in a family that was a bunch of drunks and alcoholics and drug addicts, right? I'm saying that so harsh. But out of that, she became so aware of really who she was or who she is and what she wanted to do. And because of that, she never got angry. She never got mad and said, oh, poor me. She goes, how can I break this cycle? And she started when she was a little girl. And she dealt with a lot of abuse, you can imagine, right? And, you know, now she has a great situation with her family, and they're writing a book together, her and her mother. Yeah, I believe it's her mom, and she's living well, you know. But she learned by contrast, right? So a lot of times we learn things because of self-love. You know, we need to learn self-love or control. So whatever, controlling our own lives, not trying to control everybody else's, right? Don't we have a problem with that sometimes? So if you start raising your awareness like that, then the intuition is going to develop, and it's going to show you things and give you ideas, and you're going to get gut feelings about it. Let me explain. And manifest quicker, but you're going to manifest for the good. So my friend, you guys have heard him on the show. He's in part of the mastermind group. And he said, I put out about a week ago that I wanted to do massages for a specific group of people. And he says, I was doing a massage with this young woman, and she came in. She goes, I would like you to interview for a job we have with doing massages for this particular group of people. I'm not giving details because I can't remember them. And long story short, he got the job. And you know, but what he did was he meditates every day, which is a key here, you know, meditation. And sometimes that's just taking 5 minutes to do the gratitude, visualization, and exercise, okay? Or you can say, I want to, you know, be grateful and or you can just breathe in and out and get a guided meditation. We at Angel Coaches, and I know this, we have a lot of great meditations for men, women, relationships, children, whatever you're looking to have. So give me a call at 954-636-9401 or look me up on facebook.com/angelcoaches. So that's a way you can find out what kind of meditations I have to give to you. And our meditations are only $5 per meditation. How cool is that? Okay. So then you have, you know, have those things right there. Remember, you're not a victim. Remember the law of attraction, what you think about, you bring about. Change your mindset, change your life. I've given you a couple examples, like with Vince here, you know, and with the homeless guy in Law of Attraction. You know, with Angel Coaches, a few years ago, I was really sick, and man, I couldn't move. And I was in the ICU, and I go, I am ready to go home now. And I actually said that in the ambulance, I'm ready to go to heavenly and wherever you go, wherever you call it. And these three angels, or two angels, three angels came to me and said, you're going to heal yourself up, and all the stuff that I had, you know, going on with me. And, you know, this is in 2010. And it is 5 years later, and I healed myself. And people are like, how do you stay so young? Because I'm so happy. And I hope I will forever look this young. You know what I mean? We don't have to get old. We just tell ourselves we buy into that. So don't buy into anybody else's mindset. But when, you know, Vince told me, he goes, Tori, I started really, really looking at how what I think about and monitoring my thoughts. You know, that's what we got to do. And he said, when I started monitoring them, and we make mistakes, we all do. He said, then I started getting messages through my emotions, through dreams, and what was getting ready to happen. And when I ask for something, it happens really quick. And he goes, because I realized that I am in charge of my life and I have all this power within me. I can't control anyone else's, but I can control myself. So when you raise your vibration, or you raise your awareness by practicing these things, and it sounds like a lot, I get it. Start with one thing, if that helps. Law of attraction. Start being grateful when your eyes pop open. What are you grateful for today? Just name three things. That's all I started with. What do you visualize your life to look like? You know, maybe I, you know, house, Corvette, whatever, trip around the world, you know, great school for your kids. Just do more than paying your bills, because we're always going to pay our bills. Okay. Dream big. And then you're going to get big dreams and big ways to get them. And, you know, so law of attraction, what you think about, you bring about, and then also change your mindset, change your life. And remember this, there are no victims here. We, everything we do, we experience. We planned way before we got here to learn, because we learn by contrast. And people are like, oh, well, what about if I got hurt or somebody hurt me or whatever? Really look at what your lesson is, okay? Because I know, and maybe you were his lesson or her lesson, she was yours. And, you know, I've had so much heartbreak, Tori. Well, you're not a victim. You chose this. And I tell myself that too, by the way, guys. So I want to make sure you know that. And then you're, you know, and then as you're going along, then tapping into the angels, you're going to expect it to happen because you're raising your awareness. You're thinking bigger. You're going to expect your intuition to kick in and give you the answers. And I promise you it will. Okay. With feelings and thoughts, because you're healing the past. Okay. And so the old feelings are coming up as those brand new ones are saying, hey, do this or don't do this. All right. Expect it to happen. When you ask, Vince expected that job to happen. When he asked for it, he just let it go. And then it came to him a week later, but he knew it was going to happen. Right. You know, I knew something was going to happen because I expected it to, and it did. And that's where you see real miracles. Okay. So I hope this helps you guys. And, you know, and I had to do this a little early. I'm traveling and had a meeting that's really important, but this show is important to me. It's important to my heart. And I appreciate everyone that listens in and supports us, the Angel Coaches. AngelCoaches.org. We got a lot more coaches. And then I have my own website, too. You can go to Tori Abbott. .com or .net, I can't remember, or Tori, T-E-R-R-Y-E-E, and then I've got an Angel Coaches thing there too, to Angel Coaches dot something, but check my name out, and go get our book on Kindle, download it. You mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me. It's a great book, and it's got a lot of great prayers and mantras for all those who are looking to create a great relationship. Our next show is going to be, tonight is Tuesday, Thursday morning, or no, Wednesday night with Victoria. She's going to talk about animal totems. You guys do not want to miss it, okay? She is wonderful and quite a character. What are animal totems and how can we use them to help us in our prosperity, right? Wouldn't it be great to use the energy of the dolphins to help you swim better? Man, I love that, right? They call those the angels of the ocean. Wouldn't it be able to be great to you have a raccoon animal guide totem, right? Not, you know, I mean, they're not, sometimes you actually see them, but raccoons are great at hiding things and planting seeds for the future. So wouldn't it be great? So there's a lot of cool things with animal totems. You don't want to miss it. It's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, 760-890-7143. So that's Victoria telling you about animal totems and what they are. And then Thursday morning, we have our mastermind group. Guys, it's a powerful group. I was like, man, people are putting in intentions out there and they're creating them to happen. There was a young lady today, Allison. She put an intention of creating a great relationship. She met a guy and she says, Tria, look back at all the things I said I wanted this man to be, and he's every one of them. Wouldn't it be great to have a guy that matched every quality that you had written down or wanted, and they're happy and they're falling in love? She's in her 40s, and so when is it that you're you know, in your 40s and you still have those butterflies in your tummy like you were 16. We never get over that, and it's cool to see someone like that have it. So if she can have it, so can you if you'd like. And you don't have to get a new guy or girl. You can find that with your old one or your existing one. Anyway, so that's a whole nother story. Anyway, you guys, thank you so much. But remember, raising your awareness will help you have great intuition and tap into higher quality things, okay? Not when something bad's going to happen. And that's important. You know, and also you can also ask Archangel Haniel. She's wonderful. I see her as a woman, a female, to help you develop your intuition, okay? And your psychic abilities and raising your awareness. So there's nothing like a good angel to help you do that, right? And a good part, a higher part of yourself, right? So if you're looking for something to happen and want to see the truth, while you're developing your intuition, ask to see it from your soul's eyes, not your personality or your ego. Say, I'd like to see this from my soul's eyes, and you'll get a great answer and expect it to happen. Okay. Take care, everybody. Have a great night. And we will see you tomorrow night on Victoria's show, Animal Totems. Take care. Bye now.